reasons. One, they ugly on purpose. Two, they get high off air raids. Three, they are the oldest continuously functioning serial killers. Four, they murder to explain themselves. Five, they think humans are food. Six, they imitate conversation by lying. Seven, they're always naked and always dirty. The shower and tuxedo don't help. Nine, they go to the bathroom to have a religious experience. They believe everything is better dead and that everything alive is their enemy. Ten, plus heathens is armed and dangerous. Dangerous. Heathens in evolution. When their brains got large enough, they created hell. They created heathen bliss to be alive and ignorant. Devil worship is heathen self-respect. Civil rights bill number 6666. The Negro Heathen Enablement Act. Quote, essentially, it allows more Negroes to become heathens. That's about six, heathen technology and media seek to modernize cannibalism and make it acceptable to the food. Christ was never in Europe. Christ was never in Europe. That's what Kwame Ture said. At lynchings, heathens wear white tie and formal hooded robe. In this frenzied ritual, they reconfirm the superiority of their culture. Heathens think fascism is civilization, and that they are superior to humans, and that humanity is metaphysical. Heathens!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Larry Smith, broadcasting live from the Sutherland Performance Center.
We're on the Black Star Satellite Uplink.
This is our annual jazz fest, and we have the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Africa Brass, D. Alexander, the Freebop Band, Eight Bold Souls, Archie Shep, Amir Baraka, AACM Big Band with Vandy Harris, Amin Muhammad, Ernest Dawkins, Cahill El-Zabar, Ari Brown, Arjun Ramo, and many more.